Sairam, dear listeners, till now you have heard the live Telugu segment Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesh Jari, presented by Brother Sai Prasad of the Radio Sai team. And it's now time for us to move on to the next segment, and this is Team Radio Sai's Ganesh inviting you all to yet another session of Radio Sai Vedam Tutor. But before we go into the session, I would love to announce the names of those listeners who have given the right answers for the question that was asked in the last week's class. When was the first Atirudra Mahayagyam conducted in Prashanti Nilayam? And the correct answer is August 2006. And the correct answers were given by Brother Sai Krishna from Hyderabad and Sri Sura Kazuyuki from Japan. I hope I pronounced the name correctly, who is right now residing in Puttaparthi. And we shall all give a loud round of applause to both these listeners. So before we go into the second part of the talk that was given by Dr. Ravi Kumar, the hostel warden of the Vrindavan campus in Whitefield of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, as a part of his talk or presentation in the Sri Satya Sai Veda Poshana workshop that was held in Vrindavan, he will be continuing his exposition on Swami and his experiences on Veda Poshana. So before we go into that, are you all ready for the question for today? Which is the ninth stanza of the Ganapati Atharva Sirsham? That is, Om Namaste Ganapataye Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi. And please do write in the meaning of the particular stanza too. Once again, I repeat the question. Which is the ninth stanza of the Ganapati Atharva Sirsham, and also the meaning of that particular stanza? Please do write in your answers to ganesh@radiosai.org. Now we shall listen to the second part of the talk given by Sri Ravi Kumar, and after this you will be listening to the live Vedam and the bhajans from the Sai Kulwanth Hall. Sai Ram, and happy listening.
Very often when you live with an avatar, it becomes very difficult to realize that who he is. We take him so much for granted, you know. And Swami also, he also plays with you. He will joke with you. He will talk to you so nicely. He will, you almost feel that Swami is also like one of us. That is the maya he creates. There were many days when I was a student in my first year, and I used to pray in the room, Swami, today I will not forget your word. And I'm in your presence, I remember your word. I'll keep on telling, Swami is God, Swami is God, Swami is God, Swami is God. And you go there, and Swami will do something like this. Swami is sitting there, and there are two doors like that. One door, not such a big door, small doors. One door is open, and somebody comes. So wait, Swami says, and opens the other door and says, no, you're coming, because he's a fat man. There was a person by the name of Java, ice cream factory, or a joy ice cream factory. So I said, hey Java, wait, my door will break. You open both the doors, then you forget that you're in Swami's presence, you're in God's presence. He creates that maya. Because if he doesn't create that maya, you'll be so scared of it. We'll be so scared. One day Swami told us, hey fellows, today evening I will make each one of you stand up and tell what mistakes you are doing. Can you imagine how crazy word would be? Evening he came smiling me and said, chala pray chesa. That is how he is, how kind he is. But you know, when God comes down on earth, he has to come in a form that is very, very close to us, close to our heart. Swami used to say, avatarincha anatam no artham. What do you mean by saying God has come as avatar? జనులపై ప్రీతి వాత్సల్య పరత తోడ పారి స్థాయికి దైవము దిగివచ్చు. జీవ ప్రజ్ఞతో పాటుగా దైవ ప్రజ్ఞ. అవుట్ ఆఫ్ కంపాషన్ ఆన్ మ్యాన్ కైండ్ గాడ్ కమ్స్ డౌన్ టు ద లెవెల్ ఆఫ్ హ్యూమన్ బీయింగ్. కమ్స్ డౌన్ అవతరణ ఇస్ కమింగ్ డౌన్. ఇట్ కమ్స్ డౌన్ నాట్ ఫ్రమ్ సమ్ లోక బట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇట్ కమ్స్ డౌన్ కమ్స్ ఫ్రమ్ విత్ ఇన్ యూ అవుట్ సైడ్ బై యూ సెన్సర్స్ విత్ ఆల్ ద లిమిటేషన్స్ దట్ వీ హ్యావ్ బౌండ్ అవర్సెల్వ్స్ బట్ హీ డస్ ఇట్ ఆన్ హిస్ ఓన్ విల్లింగ్లీ హీ గెట్స్ బౌండ్ సో దట్ వీ మే బి లిబరేటెడ్ దట్ ఈస్ ద పర్పస్. స్వామి సార్ somebody asked Swami this question. Swami, does God appear as avatar for animals also? Swami said, no need. They are always following dharma. You fellows are like this. You have to come repeatedly. Okay. So he has to come in a human form. That's why they say, Daivam Manusha Rupe. God has to come in a human form. Why? Because all animals follow their instincts. Yeah? Certain regimen they go through, that standard operating procedures are there, so they go through it. Okay, so for all he comes like human being. Swami said, suppose I come in some other form, it will be scary for you. How, Swami? You know, in this temples and all, they have this Nagaraja next to a banyan tree, a neem tree, they put that. And people go around that room. Swami said, you go there and say, oh Lord, you may darshan. And suppose the snake really comes. Swami said, with that very stone you will kill it. So it's a risky for God to come as a snake. Okay. Suppose he comes with four hands. Then you will immediately put a shamiana and say 25 rupees piece. Okay. You will put him as an exhibition piece. So he says, I have come like you. At the same time, once in a while I should part the curtain, so I am not you. I am not like you. Because if he doesn't do that, he will not get the benefit. He will put our hand on his shoulders. That risk is there. And that's why Swami said, I have to come like this. Why I am telling you this is, Swami was giving a series of talks once on Brahman. He chose a topic, Brahman. I think it was 1973 summer course. It was so profound. So profound, it's all boxes going far above our heads. And Kamadhanilal and all were in their places. But translating Swami's speech of Dr. Bhagwant, a typical scientist. So he went to Kamadhaniyar and asked him, Swami Chepedantra Vedam lo unda? All that Swami is telling, is it a story he is creating or is it really in the Vedas? Kamadhaniyar got to be very worried. What's that? What are you asking? Swami Chepedantra Vedam lo unda? You are asking this. All that Swami is saying, is it in Vedas? స్వామి చెప్పేదంత వేదం. ఆల్ దట్ స్వామి టెల్స్ అస్ వేదం. సమాధాని సచ్ ఎ గ్రేట్ పర్సన్. ఐ థింక్ వన్ డే ఐ హావ్ హ్యాడ్ సమ్ వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్. ఇన్ ది ప్రశాంతి నిలయం హాస్టల్ స్టార్టెడ్. ది హాస్టల్ వాస్ ఇన్ ది మందిర్ ఇన్ 1979. ఐ హ్యావ్ ఫినిష్డ్ మై డిగ్రీ. ఐ వాస్ గోయింగ్ ఐ హావ్ డూయింగ్ మై పోస్ట్ గ్రాడ్యుయేషన్ అండ్ ఐ యూస్ టు కమ్ ఎవ్రీ వీక్ ఎండ్ టు బర్తి దట్ టైమ్. And one day suddenly the warden came to me and said, hey Ransman, be ready, you have to lead a procession, Vedam procession. Swami is coming to the hostel. Vedam procession from where? From the ground floor to the top floor. Swami is coming to the hostel and he will disperse every week. So you have to lead the procession. And I said, procession? I am the only fellow who knows Vedam. But he said, oh, don't worry, there's one more boy. And before he could finish that sentence, Swami had come. And this boy, we both started chanting. We had just crossed 15 steps, Gananantwa over, then this girl stopped. I'm asking, tell me, what happened? He's telling, That's all he knew. That's all he knew about Veda. Somehow managed up that day. The next day, next week, again Swami is coming. And the warden says, "Hey, Daima, Vedam, procession, no?" I said, "No. I'll be in the bhajan group. He's here." No, let's check. He says, "Don't worry. Kamadani Garu is here." I said, "What?" Kamadani Garu is a one man army. He can, you don't have to give him a mic at all. All the others chant with mic, he'll chant without mic, it'll overpower others. And then what happened? He started chanting. Suddenly he stopped. And he corrected me. "Where did Swami saying, go? Move." He corrected me. Taptakuga chuttanam. And then after the whole thing was over, Swami went back. And he said, "Oh, what? Enta papam vastundi telusa?" Okay, if you utter a syllable wrongly, it is equal to killing a cow. By the time I had killed many cows, you can know this. So, we were learning from him. For a few months, almost 6 months or something, Swami was not talking to Kamala. So, he is sitting in the portico. Swami is not looking at him. Swami is walking in the portico. Slowly, he puts his hand, touches Swami's feet. "Hey, don't touch my feet." He is telling Swami, "You can't say that. You can't say that, Swami." Swami says, "No, don't touch me." "No, Swami, you cannot say that." And then what happened? Swami went inside. He took namaskar here. And we went to his room. He was 92 years. He was sweeping his room. So we all jumped. All of us jumped to pluck the broom from his hand. He said, "I have to sweep my 92 years. Imagine the self-reliance, the independence." Then, anyway, he sat down and then he looked at all of us and said, "You saw today what happened? Swami told me, you should not touch my feet. But I fought with him." I said, "No, Swami can touch you." "You know," he said, "Swami is our father. He can punish us. He has a right. But we also have a right to catch hold of his feet. He cannot say, no, don't catch. He cannot give up his feet." 92-year-old gentleman. You know, once Swami had come to the Godavari belt, and Kamadani Garu had come up to Prashanti Nilayam in 1962 to become the principal of the Veerapatshala. Swami inaugurated it on his birthday in 1962. The Veda Purusha Saptah Yamekam started in 1962, Dasara. Most of the priests who came at that time, they thought that Swami doesn't know much about Vedam. Anyway, he just wants to get some yajnam done. You know, they came with a lot of pride. There was one Kupa Bhairavi Shastri, very great scholar, very great man. You know, even to this day, there is a calendar which bears his name. You know, the traditional calendar. Now, this gentleman, he was the Brahma of the Yajna. So, Swami, 1 month before the Yajna, they came. And Swami asked him, "Whatever you need for the Yajna, you give a list. You give a nice list, complete, comprehensive list you must give." Endukante, Swami said, "It is America, Puttaparthi is not America. Suddenly you say you want something you cannot get. So you write everything, whatever you need, including a matchbox, including darpa glass." Antarayana, Swami said. So he prepared an exhaustive list, and then he gave it to Swami. Then Swami said, "Anta unda, everything is there?" "Ha, Swami." Then Swami told him, inkokasari check, check. So he checked him. And what he did was, Kamadhanigaru and many more, there used to be one Sisla Chandramani Shastrigaru, all very big doings of Vedic learning. And then there was this Gandhi called Subramani Shastrigaru, who is Sangha Subhara. Okay, all these people, look at the list, they had performed hundreds of such yajnas, maybe thousands in their life, and so they were sure, you know, it is everything, checklist is there. So everything, yes or no, perfect. Swami kept quiet. The day of yajnam, yajnam is about to begin. 15 minutes before that, suddenly they realized something is missing. Something they had forgotten to write, which is very, very, very important. They can't do the yajnam without it. So Kupa Bairagi Shastri went and stood in front of Swami. Like that's, you know, typical. And Swami, very lovingly asked, Emi Bairagi Shastri Uchava. He said, Swami, Vetta Purapata Swami, Vetta Purapata. Big with blunder Swami. Emi Swami asked, Swami, for this APM, we need a commander, one kind of a brass pot. Very, very auspicious, and we need that Swami. Swami said, Ikkada ekkada dorukada? You won't get it anywhere here? No, no, Swami. It is made to measure. You know, in Vedic Yajnam, Vedas, exactly how you should place the bricks, how many bricks should be there, what should be the size, dimension, everything is detailed. And for this brass pot also, the dimensions are given, the spout should be at this height, it should be in this angle, water should flow like this, all that is there. So Swami, forgot to write that Swami. Oh, now what to do? What to do? What to do if I have to ask Swami only? But they all came with the feeling that Swami doesn't know, no, he's not even a Brahmin. So, Swami said, no, he said, Bhairagi Shastri, he said, what to do? Then he fell in Swami's feet and said, Swami, the marriage was something, you only have to tell us what to do. Oh, what class? Just got up, went to the next room and brought a jug and gave it to him. And said, Idiyamana Panikostuna Churu. See whether you can use this. And second time he fell down at Swami's feet. This is the exact lesson he needs, Swami. Exact. Even if he had given all the problems 1 year in advance, he couldn't have got it. And you know what Swami said? Idiyam Telsa, Bhairagi Shastri. Nenu Shirdi Avatara used Chesanu. Swami says, and showed him, it has written Sa and Pa, Sai Baba. Shirdi Baba had given it to the Raja of Chincholi. The Raja of Chincholi had kept it in his house. And when the Rani had become a devotee of Swami, and she was some old stuff, she was kind of sending it to the scrap dealer in the palace. And then she was about to send this when a snake came and surrounded her. Cobra. Then she realized that it was something very special. So she said, if a cobra is going to surround it, it's auspicious, okay, but it's dangerous. Why keep it here? Give it to Swami. So she brought it to Swami and gave it. And Swami just kept it because he knew when he would use it. You see? It is like that. So this is Kupa Bhairagi Shastri, okay? So Kupa Bhairagi Shastri was like this. Swami was going on a tour of Godavari district, East Godavari, West Godavari. At that time there was a endowments minister, Ramalinga Raju. Now he had a beautiful temple he had built and he wanted Swami to inaugurate it. And Swami was saying, I have to come all the distance, you know, maybe some other time. He said, no, no, Swami, please, you must come, you must come. So finally Swami agreed. Swami said, I will come on one condition. Don't announce to people that I am coming. Because if lot of people come, okay, and I spend only 2 minutes there, it won't be nice. I am coming only to inaugurate the temples and get back. He said, yes, Swami. But being a politician that he was, he promptly gave a newspaper saying that Sai Baba is coming to inaugurate it. Swami was going along the road. Kamadani Garu was sitting in Swami's car. As they were going, there was a road from the main road which led to Kamadani Garu's village. Kadali was the name of the village. Now this Kamadani Garu, once he had come to Puttaparthi, completely stopped going back. He came just for this yajna. He didn't go back. He said, I have seen God, I cannot go back. I am going to be here only. All his relatives were surprised, all his village people were surprised, but he said, no, I have seen God, I want to be here. And so, as they came to that village, Swami stopped the car, told Kamadani, you sit in the next car, go to that village, your village is there, no? You go there, see your son, see your daughter-in-law, your grandchildren, spend some time with them. I will go to the Swamalinga Raju's temple, I will inaugurate it and come back. So then we will continue the journey. So Swami came. So Kamadani Garu got into the other car and he is sitting there. Swami has gone. He is not talking to anybody. Everybody is, Kamadani Garu, Swami told you to. He is not talking at all to anybody. In the meanwhile, what happened? A group of villagers came in which his son was there. His son was surprised to see all these people from Prashantanandam. And then they told him, your father also has come. So he said, your father, you have come. Then he was so happy and he started opening with joy. He was talking to his father. Father was silent. Not talking to the same people. And he said, please come. Come to our village, spend some time. Grandchildren are there. My wife is there. Your daughter-in-law is there. Not a single word. Keep in shock. Why is this man behaving like this? Why is it like this? Suddenly he has become like this. Before that he was talking nicely to Swami. No, what happened? As he was discussing like this, the villagers, more and more villagers come. They surround the car. They are all very excited. Kamadani has come after so many years. So exactly they all know him as a great scholar. But he is not talking to anyone. He is not talking to anyone, he is not looking at anyone. And in the meanwhile, Swami's car comes back. And Swami looks at Kamadani and says, whoa, did your father come to the village? Did he speak to all of you? So he says, Swami, I've been trying to plead with him for the last 45 minutes. He's not come, Swami, he's not even looking at us, he's not talking to us. And Swami said, you go, I will bring you. And Swami sent the son. Then Swami called Kamadani and said, we will go to the village. And then Swami went to the village. And Swami went inside, spent some time with the family members, talked to them, and then asked, Mike, am I not there? Is there any mic? In the meanwhile, they arranged a mic at the table. Swami gave a discourse. In the meanwhile, they arranged for dinner, and Swami said, I will have dinner here only. And so the entire village had dinner with Swami. And Swami praised Kamadani, and Swami spoke about how great he is, and created a necklace for him, a japamala for him. And they were returning. Everybody asked Kamadani, what happened to you? Why is it that suddenly you went into a war of silence like that? What happened? He said, you didn't hear Swami? What did Swami tell? Swami said, your village has come. Your people have come. Your son has come. He said, I have given up all this long back. For me, there is only one person in the world and that is Swami. See the attitude of that person. And you know, what is the beautiful benefit? The endowments minister, who had arranged such things elaborately, Swami went there, spent exactly 2 minutes. He had invited Swami, put it in the newspapers, 2 minutes Swami did. Kamadani Garu came to invite Swami. Swami invited himself to their village. He had lunch, dinner with them. He gave a discourse. He spoke to the family members, gave them an interview. everything happened because of Kamadami Dharma's Vairagya. See, this is what happens when you chant Vedam. When you chant Vedam, that love for God automatically comes in. And when that love comes, God is there with you all the time. He is waiting to run errands for you. And that is the Swami whom we have seen. Swami is that Veda Purusha. In fact, at the end of the first Swami, at the end of the Veda Purusha Yajnam, first Veda Purusha Yajnam, what happened? All these Purohits who came there were stunned. Because they thought they are great scholars. And Swami came and stood there. Vairagya Shastri told them, no, this is what happened. So all the seniors were stunned. Then Swami stood there and corrected their information. The Atla Chappakurudu, Swami said, you shouldn't tell it like that, you should tell it like this. And because they are real Pandits, they understood that what Swami was saying was correct. And so they all were so thrilled that on the last day, they fell at Swami's feet and prayed, Swami, we have one prayer to make. Swami said, what is it? He said, Swami, all these Vedic studies, all these scriptural studies are on the decline. People are not interested in this. It's a decline of Dharma. So, Swami, in Vaikuntha, Lord Vishnu, if any problems there, all the gods go there and pray to him and he comes as avatar. And we all recognize that you are that Vishnu. So please, you must sit on the stage and we will come and present to you saying that, oh Lord, this Shastra is on the decline. Please come on earth and save it. And somebody else will come and say, oh Lord, this Chandas is under decline, or this grammar is under decline, so you must save it. Somebody was standing there said, it looked like a drama, Swami. Swami said, this whole world is my drama now. He said. And so Swami agreed. They called it Tribhuvana Vijayam. And so it was decided that Swami would be sitting on the stage and one by one all these great Vedic Pandits, they would go and beg the Lord, please, you have taken avatar, please save this branch of knowledge from decline so that Dharma Dharna will happen. And you know, most beautiful thing, and this is where God shows, Swami shows that He is God. On that day morning, they were deciding which stone to put. They thought they will ask Swami whether to put this stone or that stone. Suddenly one big parcel comes. And Kasturiji goes and tells Swami, E Simhasana Pakra Pettadi. Swami saying, oka parcel vachindi kada, one parcel has come, open that. Swami, one parcel has come. So Swami, for this program, which stone to put? A parcel open changes. When they open the parcel, there is Adisesha, okay, a throne with Adisesha. Exactly like Vishnu, Vishnu would be sitting on. And you know, Swami had appeared in the dream of that lady in Bombay many days earlier and told her, send it. He had told her, I want something made like this, send it. And she sent it, it reached on that day morning. That is how that Tribhuvana Vijayam went on. Okay. So it is the same Lord who has come. The opportunity to chant Vedam, opportunity to, you know, Swami used to say, what is the purpose of chanting Vedam? Just two words. Dukkha Nivritti, Ananda Prapti, Swami said. You chant Vedam only for two things. One thing is removal of suffering and addition of joy. You see, we are going through all kinds of suffering. Suddenly, you find that the rains are so heavy, down go, and all the rivers get flooded. Adiya River, which has never seen water, suddenly sees water, floods. You see, all days, people are suffering like no government can help you, nobody can help you. Okay, why is all this happening? Because we have antagonized nature. Instead of treating nature as mother, we have treated nature as an object. Okay. And that is why it is coming back to us. And now it is time for us to worship nature as a mother and be treated as a child. God has come, Swami has come to teach us this fundamental truth that this is how nature should be looked upon. Everything is a manifestation of himself.
Okay.
And that is why in Rudram you keep on chanting this. In Chamakam you keep on telling what you want. Rudram, you worship it in various forms. Okay, to remind ourselves that everything that is there is the Lord himself. So Swami is the Veda Purusha. In fact, at the end of the first Yajnam, Swami told us in a discourse, don't think I am the person getting this Yajnam done. I am the one to whom you are offering all your ahuti. Do you know a very beautiful fact? During the Yajnam, Swami's temperature is to go up. Every year, Swami would get high fever. And then, Swami had asked the doctors to measure to be 104 or 103 like that. And then people understood that Swami is receiving all that. Agni is taking all this service, all this, whatever you are offering. Where is he taking it? Taking it to Swami. And that Swami we got to see with our own eyes. We were so lucky. Let us get involved in this with all our heart and remember what a great opportunity it is. And also know how beautiful the Lord is for whose sake we want to do all this. Thank you.